I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church on Sunday, November 5th, there's something that you can do along with praying. You can write a letter. Each year, the Orange Letter Campaign through Facebook's 838 focuses on a specific group of persecuted believers to send letters to from Christians around the world. This year, the letters will go to the persecuted North Korean believers. Tom Doyle with E3 Partners explains.
They can write a short letter and it will be delivered to North Korean believers that have defected into China, South Korea, and also maybe your letter will actually be read on a broadcast into North Korea to build those new believers up in Christ.
If you'd like to write a letter of encouragement to a North Korean brother or sister, go to missionnews.org. And as you celebrate Christmas this year, why not add to the celebration by making it possible for someone else to hear the Christmas story in their language for the first time? And you can do that through the Wycliffe Bible Translator USA's gift catalog. Every gift advances the Word of God among people groups around the world. Pixie Christensen of Wycliffe highlights a Bible story training project in Papua New Guinea.
There are 12 language groups that will have the opportunity to hear God's Word for the very first time in their language. Again, it's key stories from Genesis and the New Testament that will show them God's love for the people and then prepare them for the translation of the entire New Testament.
More details on the gifts and how you can find your place in this story can be found at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Brochunga Padidi. Sometimes, we need tales of the impossible to remind us of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.